Well, we previously gave a quick snapshot of the results from the 2008 Organic Production Survey, and now Jeff Guider, director of the Florida Agricultural Statistics Service, gives us some more specifics on what the survey found regarding Florida's organic production.
We found 172 farms in Florida, either certified or exempt, and that amounted to a little over 8,000 acres of organic products, organic crops.
And Guider adds that over 6,500 of those acres were harvested cropland.
And in Florida, it's primarily vegetables, potatoes, melons, those kind of crops. 68% of all of our sales fell into that category, with fruit being the second category.
One thing the survey found to be true nationwide was the higher price of organic production.
The higher production expenses, of course, come with the fact that they cannot use the standard kind of fertilizers and pesticides, and they have to use other types of techniques, either bringing in beneficial insects or using different kinds of production practices that tend to be a little higher cost.
However, it did also discover that, in turn, the average of returns are higher as well.
The average value of sales, you know, $250,000, that would compare to farms overall in Florida of $164,000. About $90,000 more per farm in terms of sales of organic products as opposed to sales of all products.
Even though 38% of organic sales occurred within 100 miles of the farm, Guider says one thing that was surprising was the breakout of destinations of the products.
Only 13% direct to consumers, whereas 20% went to retail, either supermarkets or natural food stores or places like that. But over 60% in Florida went to what we would consider wholesale channels, the processors, the mills, the packers. And it is a little surprising because we think of organic as being more of the roadside stand, the farm stand, you pick type of operation. But we didn't see that with this survey.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.